Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord.
Yes, Father, we lift you up on today.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the parent division of the KPL family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Okay. So let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is there. In His hands. Listen. Let's sing it together.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning. Troubles, they don't last
always.
For there's a great ministry. Who will wipe the
tears?
And if your heart is broken, just lift those hands and
sing.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can. Bless your name, Jesus. I know. No matter what may come my way, my life. They seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved
ones. All your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember, be found. Remember, there is a
friend. Remember, there's a friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart,
this is all you have to do. Come on, come on. Don't you give up. I know. Hang on, joy is coming. I know.
Jesus,
my life. With him, I know I can take it. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say with me, I know I can. I got a witness in here somewhere. I know. No matter what may come, my God. Jesus, my life is in. Oh, I love this so much, Jesus. With you, I know. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No matter what may come, no matter
what may come, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Come on, let's stand with me. I know you can make it. I know you can. No matter what may come, no matter what may come,
thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
wait on the Lord, and did one
friends like I forget. I want your job to turn around, say, I got to the answer. Now, get up, get on 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 up,
to the moment. Just to be where you are. I'm Create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'm gonna leave it all right here. Trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome once again to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory one more time. Let's give him some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To God be all the glory. Now at this time, we're going to ask the woman of God, First Lady of GMPCC and KPF, to pray us in. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Father, we give you glory on today. We just thank you, God, for another opportunity to come into your presence, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we have you on our mind today, God, and that we have a right mind to praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for you just opening our eyes, Father God, one more time, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God. God, we thank you for all those listening, Father God, that you would touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God.
Yes,
so, God, that it would be a renewed word for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we ask that you touch the man of God, Lord God, that you would bless him tenfold, Father, for his obedience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, on today, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that our mind is steadfast on you, Father. And you said those who keep their mind steadfast in you, you'll keep them in perfect peace, Father.
Yes.
And we just thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Well, this one I will try not to be before you too long. But I will keep you aware of what thus says the Lord. We come from two chapters, two books of the New Testament. One of them is the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 to 39. And then we're going to shoot down to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verse number 10. And while you all are doing that, I'm going to give you the title for this morning. This morning, the title is Let Him In All the Way.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And while you all are doing so, I'm going to explain to you what transpired this holiday season. Thanksgiving was Thursday, right here in America. While we all sitting on our tables, eating our food, our stuffing, our turkey, our collard greens, back on the cheese and our sweet potato pie, and some they even had pumpkin pie. Then the next day we had a Black Friday. But some of us, Black Friday was not a Black Friday in itself, but it was a Black Friday mark for an unfortunate situation. You see, our uncle was not responsive in his room on Friday, So we had to break into his room and see him gasping for his air. I'm not even going to go into detail. Because this is supposed to be an uplifting. But no, I understand this. This message that's coming forth this morning is about what occurred to us this weekend. Amen. And it's to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the only way that you're going to be absent from your body to be present with the Lord, you have to put the work in. And then one of the songs we just played in Praise and Worship for your glory, and I'll do anything to be where you are. You know what? So many people say, yo, I want to be where my mama is, where my grandmother is, or where my sister is, or where my brother is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you don't know for sure where they at. But I know for certain where the Lord or God is. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. So I want to be where he at. Mm-hmm. That's where I want to be. That's not being selfish. That's being a cheater. Come on, somebody. But in any case, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 to 39. And all those who have lost a loved one during this holiday season, or even before, or any time this month, my heart and prayer goes out before you, and I pray that the Lord give you strength and understanding at this time. Amen. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 39, it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Hey, this is the first and great commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But let's rewind back for a moment. Let's go back to 37. The Lord said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart. And he said, with all thy what? Soul. And with all thy what?
Mind.
Okay, not partial. Not just when something happens. Not once you need his touch or you need his healing. Uh-huh. You need to be like that all day, every day, 24/7, 366 days in a year. I know it's 365. I said purposely said 366. So that carry on to the next year. Come on, somebody. Amen? That 366, the extra day will carry on to the next year. And so on. So you can't skip a beat. Not allowed to skip a beat. But when you do have your hiccups, this is where when I say in community, you have to examine yourself. It's not, I am not charged and I don't have the authority to judge you. I'm gonna say it again. I do not have the authority nor the power to judge you. It's not my job to judge you. My job is to teach and equip you to get yourself out of that situation, to be where I'm at, so I can say publicly, being an apostle in the church, being a former bishop, being a former pastor, being a former deacon, or whatever, that I do not have the audacity nor the power to judge you. That's a criminal act in the church of God. Because I was a mess too coming into a church. So how can I judge you coming into the church trying to be saved but trying to be redeemed? And none of us came to the church worthy. Hey, we trying to get worthy. Come on, somebody. Let's shoot on to Galatians. Then I'm going to walk up out of here. So it ain't going to be long. So it ain't going to be long. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially what? Unto them who are of the household of faith. Why is that? Now, what household of faith are they talking about? They're talking about the churches here, on earth, or are you talking about the household of faith that's coming from the kingdom of heaven? Because, you know, the scripture says, be careful who you serve, because be careful how you do people. Because you never know, you might be in the presence of an angel. This is why the Lord says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. So that's the second great commandment, is it not? I just read it to you. Trying to help you out here. Knowns to me that the situation that occurred to us, and I'm publicly make it known, I only know the gentleman for 3 months. And with my time schedule, I only know him for about a month and a half. And then that's just time. I know he was a humble man. I know he was a just man, but he was not a perfect man. Because none of us is perfect. I can say that. But to be around him, his spirit was angelic in my heart. Amen. I don't want to say I want to be like him because I don't know what he went through. But I know for one thing, I praise the Lord that I can get to that age. And I pray when I get to that age, because I see some angry people, some angry senior citizens. I see some citizens, some senior citizens just alone and depressed. Amen? And all I can say is, and this is what I said the night before at Thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for your love. And I was wondering why the Lord put that on my heart. Thank you for your love. Because some people, you know, who wants to go alone? And who wants to go away from this earth not knowing the people know that he was going away? Not find me hours later, or you know what I'm saying? But find me in a position and you're trying to help me save, knowing that you care for me that much that you try to save me. That's how I want to go. I don't want to go alone. I told the woman of God, my biggest fear is dying alone. Because who wants to die alone? Who wants to leave this earth alone? Raise your hand. Because we're not meant to be alone. If it wasn't so, then the woman of God wouldn't be here. Whoever's listening to our service right now wouldn't be here. We're not meant to be alone. But to God be the glory that we find people and we are around people that love us. Amen? So Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, as we have therefore opportunity. That word opportunity. That means you have, you're in a position to get yourself aligned right. You're in a position to get right. You're in a position to do something just. You're in a position to do something that will mark you in favor of God. When I say in favor of God, remember what the Lord said when he, if you get before him for judgment and you never knew him, what are you going to say, woman of God? Because you say a little bit louder, please.
Depart from me, I know you not, you work of iniquity.
Yeah, depart from me, I know ye not, you work of iniquity. I don't know who wants to hear those words, but believe it or not, some people are going to hear those words. And there's going to be some people that's in the house of the Lord going to hear some of those words. Oh, God. Oh, God. And let me tell you, the Satan was working on me, boy. My first year in ministry, hey, and then I had to come and visit to myself that old man had to be cast away. I had to be baptized again. I didn't do that former baptism for the whole dip, but I did the one with the captive with the head. But I was baptized again. Come on, somebody. In spirit and in truth. I had to be baptized again. And then let me tell you why. And ever since that baptism, I have not played with my opportunity. Hey, I have not played with my opportunity. It says, let us do good unto all men. Look, you cross the paths all you want. But I'm going to turn the other cheek like the Lord said. I'm going to turn the other cheek. And some people are trying me now. They're going to try me. And they got what they asked for. And then the part C of this scripture says, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Man, let me tell you, you can do that if you want. But do that out of the spirit and the truth. Do it out of being decent and in order. I have a brother from Kenya. I'm not going to say his name, but he was not decent in order. As a matter of fact, it was on the last time he was it wasn't Thanksgiving Day. It was the night before.
That was Thanksgiving Day.
It was Thanksgiving Day? The morning of Thanksgiving Day. You're going to hear him. He was not decent and in order. And he was not coming out of spirit and the truth. He was coming out of desperation. He was coming out of order. And he was not coming out as a person of God. Because when someone is saying they're preaching, whether you know what is preaching or not, you still, if you're a Christian, you still be obedient. You be quiet. Amen? Until you call upon. And by his order, and like I told him after the service, you are no pastor. You're not even a Christian. Come on, somebody. Now, maybe that's how he's doing it in his house, but in this household of faith, no, sir. No, sir. If the Spirit said allow you to do so, I'll allow you to speak. But if I see or feel it's something out of order and out of character, I'm going to let you know. You're out of order. But it says, let's take this opportunity. After we done spread about the first two greatest commandments that's come out of the word mouth. To love thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Right? Did he not say that? He didn't say impartiality. He didn't just say 4 days a week. He didn't say 5 days a week. He didn't say 6 days a week. He didn't say 7 days a week. He said every day. He killed it all. Every day. What is every day? Every day is every day. Every day that you wake up with your eyes open and you are able to take breath without struggling. Even when you're struggling, glory to God. Remember when my mother was going through her transition. She was just, Jesus, I want to go home. I want to come home. I want to go home. And I was like, my woman, bust you out of here? I'll bust you out of here if I'm going to. But she started crying, but she wasn't talking about that home. She said, well, she want to go home with the Lord. And she kept coming saying, Jesus, I want to come home. I'm like, and then looking at my sister, because we're the only two there. And I said, Lee, and she said she want to go home. And mind you, I was a deacon at this time. I was a deacon in distress. I was a deacon in distress, but I thank God at all what my mother went through before she left this earth. The Lord had given me that vision 2 years before. 2 years before. And I say it to y'all plenty, and I'm being honest, coming in spirit and truth unto the Lord. And that's why he gave me 2 years. Because if he did, I don't know how I would have reacted. I don't know how I would have been. Because if you know me, that was my best friend. That was not only my best friend, she was my mother. Not only was she my best friend or my mother, she was my ride or die. Come on, somebody. I can say I'm a mama's boy. I don't give a flip. I can say I love my mother. I still don't give a flip. All I know is what my mother was to me. And I appreciate that the Lord put that woman in my life to be my mother. Because that's what I need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So on this morning, don't just let them in. Let him in all way. So that way, that opportunity won't just come at a once in a lifetime. That opportunity will come every day. And when that opportunity comes every day, that you can present yourself holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service unto God, which is your due diligence. You're doing good to all men. Why? Because the Lord said you have to love thy neighbor like you love thyself. And then And some of there's so many people hurting today. They're hurting. And yeah, I understand why it's hard for you to not come to love God with every day. I know it's hard. The reason why you can't love just any men or women that say they are Christian, because not one, you got church hurt. Two, you don't love yourself. And the main problem is you don't love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you can get over the fact that somebody hurt you. And keep that love that you have within yourself to some person that's worthy to have it. And I'm here to tell you the person that's worthy to have it is God. It's God. Only way a church hurt can actually truly hurt you to its core that you don't love yourself. Was it the truth? Was it the truth? Come on, guy, right? Could it have been true? Because some of the church hurt is truthful. Let's not get it twisted.
No, some truth is true, but I think it can still hurt you
more. Right, right.
It's because
I'm saying, but to those that's hurting to the core, and I'm asking them the question, only they can answer, was the church hurt a truthful church hurt? And if you find yourself in a truthful church hurt, then you need, this is why I try to promote and induce and instruct that you need to get on your knees and go before the throne of glory in spirit and in truth and see what thus saith the Lord. Because you got to have your own relationship with God at the end of the day. Because when you're on your deathbed, it's only you on your deathbed. Amen? It's only you. No, those of us on this side can't be with, we can't see what you're battling with. I mean, we can't see what just on the spirituality side. Yeah, we can see. But we still can't intervene. Here's the catch. We cannot intervene. No matter how much prayer we have, we cannot intervene. Please understand that. When you're on your last breath, your last bed, no matter how hard we pray, I've seen it, no matter how much oil you put, when Jesus says it's your time, it's your time, and you come, you're going to report up for the judge, and only you can answer the judge. My job is to prepare you and get ready for that day of judgment. You can go in peace. Not going with stress. Amen? Okay, I'm just here by myself. But I know what I know. Amen? I know what I know. All I'm saying is don't wait till you get the deathbed to get there. They're like, oh, Pastor Smith was right. Apostle Smith was right. Go before the throne of Lord today. Let him in. And let him in all the way. This is what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word that went forth, Father God. God, we ask, oh God, that you would touch the hearts, Father, that they would receive your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We will plant it on good ground, Father, that it will take blossom and have fruit, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you touch the man of God for all that he gave out, that you would give it back to him tenfold, God, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Let men give unto his bosom, Father. And we just thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise, God, as we leave your place, but not your presence, God. We ask that you go before us, God. You direct us, that you guide us, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace Mercy Peace in Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMTCC and KPF, She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And knowing that, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that way it happens is that I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. To God be all the glory. Be blessed and be saved. Thank you.